From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Results from a Quinnipiac University poll last month show Florida voters like the idea of universal background checks for gun buyers. They also like the state's Stand Your Ground law. We're speaking with Senate Minority Leader Chris Smith, a Fort Lauderdale Democrat. Senator, 91% of Florida voters support background checks for gun shows, private sales, etc. Even 88% of gun owners support them. These results did come in after the Sandy Hook killings in December. But do those overwhelming results surprise you at all?
No, because it's a common sense measure. People feel that guns are inherently dangerous, and we should at least know who are getting the guns and who have guns and make sure that those mentally ill do not have ready access to guns. And so, no, they don't surprise me at all.
Prior to the start of the legislative session, Senate President Don Gates said there would be no efforts toward gun control.
We haven't seen a cause and effect relationship between coming to my house and taking away my 16-gauge Ithaca Featherweight shotgun and the Sandy Hook tragedy not having occurred. What we need to do, I think, is do a better job of identifying people who are terribly unbalanced and try to keep them away from things that can cause themselves and others harm.
There is one bill that would close a loophole regarding mentally ill people buying guns. But do you think there is a divide between the way South Florida residents feel about guns and the way Tallahassee deals with gun policy?
Definitely. I've noticed that since my first days in the legislature back in 98, when we had bills about carrying guns. And in South Florida, we talked about not having guns on school campuses. And those from North Florida talked about the gun racks in the back of the pickup truck, and they have their hunting rifles for to go hunting after school. So there is a divide. That's something culturally unaware to us from South Florida, but it's very much part of the fabric in North Florida.
Senator, you have said that changes are needed to the Stand Your Ground law. But overall, according to Quinnipiac anyway, Florida voters support the law. Have your views changed at all?
No, and I understand that people support the concept that if someone's aggressive to me or come at me to kill me, I should be able to defend myself. But when you tell people that if someone shoots your loved one dead in the middle of a parking lot, and when the police come, they say, hey, I was standing my ground, under the law, the police can't even detain them. Then people start thinking about it and saying, well, you know what? I think police should be able to detain people to at least get the facts. When you tell them that if you start a fight and still shoot someone dead, that you can walk away, then people's opinions start to change. But people's gut reaction is, no, let's keep it.
I want to go into some specifics about that poll. Generally speaking, men like the Stand Your Ground law more than women. Republicans and independents like it, while Democrats don't. White voters like it. Black voters don't like it. Hispanics are narrowly in favor of it. What do you think when you hear those results?
I've seen other polls that have very similar results. And it's kind of what I've seen throughout the community, is that white voters, through fear and their sense of wanting to be able to defend themselves, you know, overwhelmingly support it. One poll I saw, it had white voters supporting it at 75% with 25% against it. And that was the exact opposite from black voters, who were 75% against it for fear that it's being used against them. But when you get down to it, everyone wants to feel safe in their communities. Everyone wants to feel that they can defend themselves. When you get these situations where the absurd is being covered by this law, people's opinion starts to change.
Senator Chris Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.